From approximately coast to coast, from our ranch house on the plains, it's the Incomparable Radio Theater. Brought to you by Chock Full of Coffee, the coffee with the extra special secret ingredient, more coffee. Tonight, we continue the adventures of Slim Skinner and the Cowhands of the Range, live from the Ohio Theater in Madison, Indiana. When last we left our intrepid hero, Irwin, was sent on a barnstorming tour with a femme fatale. And when he came back to the ranch, Charlotte, was nowhere to be found. Let's see what happened next.
Fiddles, love, and kissing, waiting at the end of my ride. Move them on, head them up,
head them up,
move them on, move them on, head them up, rawhide.
Yeah. Ride them in,
cut them out, cut them out,
ride them in,
ride them in, cut them out, rawhide. Move them on,
head them up,
head them up,
move them on,
move them on, head them up, rawhide.
Yeah.
Ride them in, cut them out, cut them out, ride them in, ride them in, cut them out, rawhide.
Welcome back to the adventures of Slim Skinner and the Cowhands of the Range on the Incomparable Radio Theater. Before we get back to our story, and to keep the suspense a little longer, I'd love to take a few minutes to introduce our band from Kentucky. This is Suede Saddle.
Well, a warm and heartfelt howdy to each and every one of you. I'd like to take this moment to introduce us to you here and now. To my left, that's your right this evening, as you stare into the glowing green dot at the center of your radio dial. He is our local cowboy genius. He's an engineer and usually the smartest guy in the room, Mr. Matthew Lason. Also, a basso profundo. He's popping out some low C's over here and every now and again. I am John Brian Heath. I play bass trombone in the Louisville Orchestra for my day job, and I will be doing the yodeling this evening and singing some lead and playing some guitar. To my right on the string bass, the bunkhouse bass, playing, well, the thump in the bottom. She's our little prairie flower and singing the top part of our trio, Miss Jamie Dixon. And on the squeeze box over here, bringing up the rear.
Playing both sides against the middle.
Mr. Mike O'Brien.
When evening chores are over at our ranch house on the plains, and all I've got to do is lay around, I saddle up my pony and go riding down the trail to watch the desert sun go down. Riding down the canyon to watch the sun go down. A picture that no artist ever could paint. White face cataloging on the mountain side. I hear a coyote whining for its mate. Cactus plants are blooming, sagebrush everywhere. Granite spires are standing all around, around. I tell you folks, it's heaven to be riding down the trail when the desert sun goes down. When the desert sun goes down.
And now we want to show you something completely different. We are a band that it aspires to educate as well as entertain.
Hey yo,
how does he yodel?
Oh, yodel-dee.
When does he yodel?
Oh, yodel-dee.
Why does he yodel?
It sure beats me. Yodel-dee.
I love to hear the cowboy sing a happy yodeling song. Something makes me want to start just yodeling along.
Me too, but somewhere in my epiglottis, it always ends up wrong. Help us, Brian.
How do we yodel? When do we yodel?
Anytime we do.
Why do we yodel?
Well, I wish I knew.
More we do too.
Well, it's not so hard, buckaroos and buckarettes. You just gotta start slow and easy with simple yodels and work your way through trickier and trickier yodels until you can yodel like the one, the only, the great writer in the sky and the idol of American youth himself, Ranger Doug.
Hey, hey, oh, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why he yodels.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Wow. Well, why don't we give Brian a few minutes to recover from that? And we should get back to our story. Now, where were we?
I had run off because Slim was on tour with that cheap floozy.
She was many things, but she was most definitely not cheap.
And I was bluer than the prairies.
That's right.
Bluer than shadows on the trail.
Yes, yes, that's good.
Bluer than...
blue. You were bluer than blue. We get it.
Kick a man when he's blue, why don't you?
Slim had just returned from the Whistle Stop tour with Eva De La Vera, and Charlie was nowhere to be found.
But Charlie had nothing to fear.
Slim wasn't interested in the lease.
Hang on, partner. I never said I wasn't interested.
Excuse me?
You have to admit there's a certain resemblance.
I'm beginning to think this is going to be a pretty short second act.
Look, she was a pretty face, had a voice, could act a little. She was fine,
I'll say.
But Charlie, she wasn't you.
Darn tootin'. I've always wanted to say that. Wait, what are you saying?
She was just an actress, but you're my other half. Without you, I'm just a guy with a ukulele and a dream, playing mouth trumpet all by my lonesome.
Is that some kind of double entendre?
Don't you know what you mean to me?
Do I?
Charlie Russell, you make the sun rise. You make the stars shine. You make the moon glow. Reality ain't much if you're not a part of it. You really mean to tell me you didn't know that?
I think I did, but it's always nice to hear.
I wasn't quick at arithmetic when I went to school. Adding and subtraction drove me to distraction. I never made the seventh grade. Still, I'm not a fool, 'cause there's one little sum at which I'm not so dumb. At 6 feet a papa, 5 feet a mama, you get 11, but I get a heaven, 'cause that 6 feet a papa belongs to me. If you think I'm lying, try multiplying. 6 feet of blisses times 50 kisses. Every night we're rehearsing the answer you see. I've had sweeties 4 feet before. Now I've got me 2 feet more. Does he thrill me through and through? You can bet your boop-a-doo. At 6 feet a papa, 5 feet a mama, you get 11, but I get heaven, 'cause that 6 feet a papa belongs to me.
Why?
Just 'cause we can't count that high. At 6 feet a papa, 5 feet a mama, you get 11, but I get heaven, 'cause that 6 feet a papa belongs to me. Sweet, sweet stuff, that 6 feet a papa belongs to me.
Why, Slim Skinner.
No.
Right. Irwin Orville O'Neill?
Yes. Charlotte Russell?
Would you make an honest woman of me?
Good heavens, no. What fun would that be? But I will gladly take your hand in marriage for as long as I can hold it.
Evermore, you hold my hand, and I'll hold your heart close to mine.
And Slim never did have another love interest in a movie.
Charlie still didn't get her name in the title. But you take the wins where you can get them.
And I took mine.
We'd have had to change all the merchandise.
Heaven forfend.
What do you say, boys?
I think it's time for a song.
I know it's time for a song. Which one?
What would Gene Autry say?
On three. One, two, three.
Whoopee-tie-yi-yo, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-yi-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lonely jimson weed. Back in the saddle again, I'm riding the range once more, toting my old 44. You sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again.
Whoopee-tie-yi-yo, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-yi-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
Take it, Mike.
And that, folks, is when he yodels. This is about when the Syncopation Ranch moved from the Mutual Admiration Network...
No love lost there.
...to the Finley Quality Network, going from 15 minutes to half an hour, Sunday nights at 6. It's time once again to mosey on down the Melody Trail to the Syncopation Ranch with Slim Skinner, the cowhands of the range, and Casper, the harmony horse. Tonight's episode, Danger on the High Sierras.
Brought to you by Chock Full of Coffee. Ask for it by Octane.
Say, Slim old buddy, I know what would perk you right up.
Let me guess.
How about a nice hot cup of Chock Full of Coffee? The coffee with the extra special secret ingredient, more coffee.
It's the only way to start the day.
You're telling me.
Monday morning, 1:30, got to get to work again. Try our brew and you will find that you won't mind that daily grind. Chock full of coffee, that's the caffeinated treat.
Caffeinated.
Chock full of coffee, that's the one morning drink that can't be beat. Well, get up and go, it's got nothing gone. Go and throw that kettle on. Chock full of coffee, that's caffeinated treat. Chock full of coffee, when you're gonna do a show. Chock full of coffee, it's the hyper cup of two. It's got more joke. Well, you gotta thrive, just go revive, cause you're jonesing for that Java Jive. Chock full of coffee, dig that crazy corner beat. Go, throw that kettle on. Go, throw that kettle on. Go, throw that
kettle on. Go, throw that kettle on. Go, throw that kettle on. Go, 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 go.
Now that's a coffee break.
Chock full of coffee is the caffeinated treat.
Caffeinated.
Chock full of coffee, black or white or maybe sweet. Just one pour and you'll want more. It's the cocktail girl that you adore. Watch it go, it's a dynamo. It's a jolt and joe and it's apropos. It's syncopated, sophisticated. Just drink it till you're addlepated. Chock full of coffee is the caffeinated percolated treat. Any day of the week.
That's all the coffee break.
Let's hear it for the cowhands of the range. Vernon Fork on the lead guitar and yodel, Floyd Knobs, Bev Shores, and Gary.
Thing is, I'm more of a tea drinker.
Chock full of coffee, the syncopated treat, the jolt and joe that can't be beat. Available at your local Red Roaster Cafe and wherever fine caffeine is served.
Red Roaster? Why, there's one right down the street from this very theater.
Red Rooster Cafe, when you need to rise and shine. You have been listening to the Incomparable Radio Theater Live, featuring Gregory Maupin, Abigail Bailey Maupin, Jeff Brodigam, Stephanie Hellman, and the music of Suede Saddle. We performed live at the Ohio Theater in the heart of downtown Madison, Indiana, with generous support from the Jefferson County Board of Tourism, the Ohio Theater, and listeners like you.